Hey everybody, welcome to Season 2, Episode 1 of Nonsense.podcast. As you can clearly see, I am a cartoon. The choice to use cartoons for this episode was brought on by a production accident. We were kind of rushed to get everything set up to record this episode, as every production pretty much is, and we overlooked perhaps one of the most important elements of video production, the focus. Not only did we miss it on one camera, no, we missed it on two cameras. They look like this. So, instead of scrapping the entire video or using that blurry footage, I opted to spend an extra 30 hours or so learning how to create and animate us as cartoon characters. So don't expect episode 2 to feature us as cartoons. It took me about a month and a half to complete this episode. This little mishap, however, has pushed us into the realm of animation, so be on the lookout for some new cartoon-style content from us. Alright, with that out of the way, enjoy Season 2, Episode 1 of Nonsense.podcast.
Do that.
That probably would help, too.
Yeah, so none of that's going to go in.
See, that's how easy that is. All right.
Some lessons are hard learned.
Yeah, dude, right. That's the second time I've done that, too.
Alright, so now we can start. My name's Dan, and I have ADD.
They're not going to get the joke. Actually, I'll have to cut back.
Cut!
I'll have to cut back to it.
All right, that's it. All the night.
Everybody's going home.
I'll be in my trailer.
What? Where? You have a trailer?
No.
That's where the entire budget went to.
Right. The whole $9?
Silly, I have an RV. I'm not a trailer. Dimwit.
It's called VR, bro.
Morning. Sh**er's full.
Yeah. Is a luxury RV. It extends with 17 beds and 4 bathrooms.
Bro, that's exciting.
Mm. More of a train than an RV.
But is it 17 beds in one bedroom?
No, it's just 17 bedrooms.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Was that all the noise that I heard outside when you guys were pulling up? Yes. Just pulling up your RV?
Yeah, when you honk the horn, it plays Katy Perry's Roar.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's pretty amazing.
I like that.
Yeah.
Every time you hit the horn?
It can randomize.
So if you're like, get out of the way, and it's like...
Yeah, it randomizes only Katy Perry songs, though. Like, it's just a randomizer of Katy Perry songs. That's all it is. And it's always like the karaoke version, so you can sing along. I want to make sure that everybody wants to feel, you know, they can sing along as I pull in the neighborhood. Especially at 3 a.m., because they're pretty pissed when I'm coming through, you know, because I'm waking everybody up.
Because it's loud, yeah.
But when you're slamming on that, you know, freaking Egyptian song that she sang, I don't remember the name of it. Black Widow,
I don't know anything about Katy Perry.
Yeah, I think it was Black Widow. But yeah, like, it's just, you know, they can't not dance. They're like, hey, they're coming through here.
They start popping and locking.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. What are you doing? Waking us all up. Thanks.
That's so silly.
I think there was a TV show about that guy, wasn't there?
Which guy?
That guy, Katy Perry.
What?
There's all right, so we know who's there. Not going to be making any jokes
on
the videos.
I'm a dad. I don't have good jokes. I only have bad, lame jokes.
Of course, those are the best ones, man.
I mean, they could be. All right, now that Dan took a drink, I think it's time to start. So I want to address the audience first. It has been a minute since we've done a podcast episode. It's been about a year and a half. We did have that little stint where we did 10 Severance videos, but that was just because Micah and I love Severance, so we did that whole entire thing. But we did take a break. We took some time, we recalibrated, and I'm treating this as a restructure. So we're not losing the podcast, we're not losing the channel, we're restructuring and we're building. So what I have done is I've brought on these two nerds over here. The finger guns and the thumbs up guys. This is Dan and Tom. I think one of the things we should do is kind of talk about how we met a little bit and then, like our relationships, just so people get to know you guys a little bit. But let's like keep it like a minute.
Yeah.
So Tom, how did we meet?
All right. Quick background for me and Rob. We've known each other for at least 2 to 3 years. Maybe a little bit longer than that.
More
so
like
honestly,
almost 25 years.
We went to school, the same school as each other. I played football with his younger brother. We've hung out, done all sorts of hooligan stuff back in the day, video games, all the cool small town stuff besides drinking Keystone Light or something like that.
Yeah, because I don't drink. But,
yeah, which is fine. We've known each other since
what made you want to do it with me?
I've actually told you this before, but I've, you know,
this isn't a job interview. I want you to relax.
I know. Yeah,
relax. Tom relax. Relax right now.
There he goes. Oh, he's peeing. What?
Oh, man. Okay, can you... anyways.
Well, let's get an audience member to clean that up.
Clean up on aisle 6,
on aisle
7.
Tom. No. Get.
But, so, yeah, we've known each other for a long time, you know. What?
What made you
how
wanna...
old am I? Oh, my God.
I think you said it earlier, yeah, actually. You're like, I know how old you are.
But, no, I've been watching Rob... his career for 20-something years, and I've always been somewhat of a computer nerd myself, but just watching you grow and getting into it between the Twitch scenarios and watching your career path grow with marketing and the cool logo designs and 3D and animations and just running... You know, you're doing so many professional style things now. It's just insane. It's easy to just really want to get in on that.
Right. What made you want to do it though? Like, why do you?
Well, going back to it? So as you were bringing up earlier, I do dabble in the Twitch environment. I stream myself. Tom Simmons official.
Sounds so dirty.
I also
shameless
myself.
Plug.
Yeah.
Stream myself.
I stream a lot of bowling. I'm somewhat known within the Midwest bowling community as well. But earlier on, I got into doing Twitch emotes, animations.
I remember stingers. You asking me for like, hey, you're like, hey, how do I do this? And I'm like, have you ever touched After Effects? And you're like, nope.
Yeah, and then you literally brought me into the Adobe world, and it's crazy.
Sorry about
resources,
that, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I might be poor because of it, but it's worth it. You know, like I said, I'm watching your career. Blow up has just been so awesome, and then just I've had that little bit of interest just holding on to that this whole time. It's easy to get into, and then just realizing the capability that I had just doing the little silly Twitch emotes,
right?
You know,
yeah,
that just brought it to light. And then the more I got into it, just sucked me in, and it's like I could stay up for hours and hours and hours just playing with the most simplest animations.
You do, because you'll text,
and I do.
You'll text
and I do.
Me at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
I do.
You're like, hey, check this
I
out.
Can't help
and I'm
it.
Like, this is me when you text me.
Yeah, I know. I can't help it, man. It's just, I'm so into it and just so sucked in. I'm all in, and it's such a huge passion now.
When you told me that, when you said you were all in, I was like, okay, we're ready to move forward now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And then Dan over here, Dan, why don't you tell the lovely people how we met?
Okay. Only the lovely people though.
Yeah. The other people don't
matter. Uggos. No.
You're getting canceled for that.
Yeah, sorry. We can't cancel someone that doesn't have a career.
He's just
you're pre-canceled.
He's just a Q&A guy, right? Leave him alone.
Not Q&A.
QA.
Q&A. Well, whatever.
He's just a question and answer guy.
Yeah. You and I met through an SIU film training course.
Yeah.
Was it about a year ago? Well,
it was almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah.
You were in the second or third cohort?
First, I think.
The first? Okay, yeah. So then it was really close to a year ago because we're starting that up next month.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Plug.
Which is awesome.
Shameless plug. No.
Well, no, this will probably, I don't know when this
can
will
come
Can
I ask,
out.
Does he get to do that again?
I don't know. I don't know if you can reapply.
I'm good.
He's like, I don't want to anyways.
I got the best possible outcome. You know, I met Rob.
Yeah, and then we kind of like joined forces here.
We did.
So yeah, keep going. Tell me what's up. Not me, them, because I know how we met. I was there.
No, yeah, I mean, you were just one of these instructors, and yeah, we hung out, and we kind of just got to talking. I'm like, well, I can make some stuff for YouTube, and you're like, well, I'm really interested in, you know, video editing and stuff like that, and we sat there and kind of bonded over, you know, the use of the tools and like all the, you know, crazy tools that you have that I don't, I can't afford.
And then we cried a little bit.
Yeah. And
then we held each other. We got a little bit serious with some stuff.
Yeah.
He helped me with...
baby oil came out.
He interviewed me for my weight loss documentary, which I thought was super cool because it meant a lot with what he's been through in that realm. So, and I'm not going to talk about it because that's not my place, but if you want to, that's fine. But yeah, so we met when I was an instructor for this film and TV production workforce grant that we got. I was really excited whenever we first started talking because you were like me, like another me.
Yeah.
Because we had very similar like sense of humor and you were just as playful and silly and like, I'm like, dude, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. And you weren't one of those people who were just like, I'm just going to sit back and be quiet. You were like, I want to be known. I want people to see me. Yeah. So that's what I,
it's less that I want to be known. I want people to see me. Like, I have a tick. Like, it's almost like saying the dumbest thing possible in every situation. I found it. I got to say it. I'm going to say it. And I say it, you know? Like,
but that makes it fun, though, because, like, it makes it fun to be around people like that. Like, unpredictability is, like, so much more entertaining.
I'm just going to bring this to light, just so you know. Don't feel special, because he told me pretty much the same thing.
Well, that's because I found two people. That's why
I was the only one.
I was mistaken. That's why you guys are here, is because I have been looking for like driven people who are just like, I'm going to do this. One of the things, Tom, that drew me to you, this is getting a little more serious than I was expecting, but, that like made us really want to work together. Me actually like put a lot more trust in you was that you did stuff. Like you were like, I have an idea and I'm going to produce it. Whereas there have been other times where that hasn't come to fruition because somebody will be like, yeah, I mean, just tell me what to do. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want you to have ideas because like if I'm just telling you what to do all the time, one of us is not necessary. So that's what and you as well, old Dan over there.
Why old?
No, not old. Like no, I am old. Yeah, me too. I'm older than both of you.
I'm 42, man. Yeah, I'm up there.
We're literally like 1 year apart from each other.
Yeah.
I'm technically the baby of the group.
Little baby Tom. But yeah, so I thought that was super cool. That's what brought me like got me excited about bringing you guys on to this team was because I feel like we actually have that connection that we can actually like produce stuff. And that's the plan. And that's something that we're going to talk about a little bit later is like some of the stuff that we're working on and then however much of it that we can actually talk about. But, and also feel free to interrupt me if there's anything you want to say or do or whatever. Cause it's
supposed to be just a conversation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause I don't want to just be like the interviewer guy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I said this earlier, but what I'm wanting to do is this is the start of season two.
Yeah.
Season one was kind of, we created it. We figured out how we started with audio podcasts only the first 24. And then starting on episode 25, we introduced the video aspect of it. So then we had video podcasts as well. So I want to basically start breaking these up into seasons because now we're a little bit more restructured. We're a little bit more refined. I've got an actual like, not schedule, but like rundown here of what all we can do on this episode.
Pretty good. Pretty long list.
We ain't just blowing smoke. It's season two and it's getting real.
Oh, hang on. Paragraph two I saw says blowing smoke.
Oh.
That was one of the bullet points.
Yeah. Here, let me.
You got a really good vision for 42.
He's an eagle, bro. Let me delete it real quick.
Yeah, get rid of that part. Weird. Yeah.
No blowing smoke.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me.
I don't want you to.
So,
quick word from our sponsors.
So for season two, I wanted to bring in Dan and I wanted to bring in Tom, and I didn't do besides what I know about them, like, I've known Tom a little bit longer, but I didn't do any background checks on you guys, okay? So I just brought you guys in, and now this is where, this is essentially the background check here.
Oh, boy. I don't remember signing this.
So
usually when that starts happening, I just leave.
Yeah.
Can you...
background...
Huh? Can you put the mic down before you leave, though?
No. No, he's not asking you to leave, but he's just...
Is that lower for you?
Oh, I'm going to fight you so hard. I'm going to fight
really
you.
I thought you were doing. I'm like, what is he doing? No, he didn't really mean it. What are you doing?
He's going to know around. He's going to know. He's going to find out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're going to learn today. So let's see if this was a mistake. Okay? For me bringing you guys
up. I hope it is.
Oh,
beautiful mistake.
So I'm going to ask you guys, we're going to do like a couple of different rounds of questions. And I don't want you to just, like, don't give me a one-word answer.
Yeah.
Because the reason I brought you on, that was two letters, not technically.
No, it was the...
It was okay, A-Y. A-Y, yeah. That's when you text somebody when you're mad at them. Okay,
the
A-Y.
The formal form.
I literally
okay.
get, I that's, I get, never mind. Hi, honey.
Okay, so I'm going to, I want to do like some hypothetical questions. And then what I'll need from you is more than a one-word answer, preferably like some kind of thought out, something silly, playful, because that's what we do here. So, I have a couple of things. This right here, I've titled Psychological Nonsense.
Oh, boy.
Because this is nonsense.podcast.
You just described everything I say, always.
For sure. Okay, so, what is something irrational that you genuinely believe?
That it was a good idea to be here today.
Smart. Now leave.
Damn it. Oh.
Get out.
Oh, there we go. That didn't take long.
If you don't have an answer,
record.
If you don't have an answer, then we can move on because I know that's kind of weird.
No, give me a second.
Yeah.
How'd you word it again?
What is something irrational that you genuinely believe?
The problem is, like, it's almost like an oxymoron. If it's irrational, then we wouldn't believe it.
No, see, here's the thing: is everything that I believe and handle with internally, morally, is rational. 100%. I'm a rational guy. What can I say?
So rational. The most rationalist.
I really wish I knew like the rational numbers just to look at.
I think zero is one of them.
Nailed it.
Isn't that
more than I got? Yeah.
I don't even know how to answer that question myself. Moving on.
Yeah, like I'll come up, I'll shout it out at 3 a.m. in the middle of the night.
What?
Like, oh, just, I had a perfect answer.
What is a food that you silently judge people for liking? Or do you loudly judge them?
Blue cheese.
Why? I think I know why, but why blue cheese?
I mean, literally, how?
It's full of mold.
It's literally it's like vomit.
Yeah.
You know, I can't compare it to anything else other than feces and vomit. Like, how are you putting that in your mouth?
I love that poo-poo.
I like blue cheese. I know people are into some weird shit, but good luck.
I like it like crumble. Like, I don't like it like, you know, the... I don't like it that wet.
Big old bite of
I
it.
I need it to be dry.
Yeah. I mean, and I love cheese, which is great. You know, like, there's so many different types of cheeses that I love. You know, like Munster. You know, Munster is awesome. But
is
blue
it,
cheese.
Just for a second, my brain short-circuited and thought, monster? Like, what? How do you get milk from a monster? What is
the monster bush?
That's how you get the milk from a monster. You got to go take it from the Addams Family fridge.
Boy, there's an underlying joke there that I'm not going to hit.
Where does it come from? Where does the milk come from?
Where does it go? So, do you have one? Because like you're being silently judged for eating cheese, for eating
veal.
Cheese.
I guess I don't
veal,
know
why veal is it? Because it's like a little baby cow.
Yeah.
Have you ever had veal?
No.
Tom's
it's
like,
amazing. It is amazing.
I'm
oh
sure
my god!
It is, but man, like I don't judge other people for eating really. I guess, but like a little bit itty bitty part of me does.
Yeah.
But it's like it's not for me. Like yeah. I can't cross that. You know, thing for me.
I feel that.
I feel a sentient being. Like, you know, I'm
There's an Italian restaurant just down the road that's got an amazing veal dish.
I'm sure it's great, man. It sounds appetizing, but it's just like, it's not about the flavor, not about whether it's good or not.
Yeah, it's about the principle.
Yeah, it's like, it, yeah, it's, and that's fine. Like I said, I don't. Other people eat all you want. It's fine.
We're gonna have to note that for the weird food challenges now.
Just make Dan eat veal, but don't. But don't tell him.
But don't tell him.
Yeah, man. Be like, this is the toughest beef we could find.
I'd rather not.
Okay, so some of these questions are like a little, they're a little out there, but I want you guys to think, what is your villain origin story? Like, what would happen to you that would turn you into a villain?
Somebody fed me veal without me knowing. No.
No. That's what we call a callback. Yeah. It happened way too soon.
That's what always does with me.
That's what she said.
I feel sorry.
I can't avoid the cliche, I guess, because it's like,
because you're unoriginal.
I guess maybe, but you know the small school clicky click stuff that we kind of dealt with, right. You know. So it's like, I always relate with the stories that you get treated like a piece of crap, and then you become a piece of crap,
right?
You know. It's just the easiest, it's the easiest villain story out there, and it's so real. It's like,
right. Yeah, I think that would be mine, so as relatable. Well, that'd be mine as well, because I'm like, I was literally bullied and picked on every single day in school, and I even actually failed the 7th grade because I stopped going.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I failed I failed the 7th grade because I missed 29 days that year. Because I got picked on and bullied so much that I couldn't force myself to go to school. And luckily, my dad had to get up and go to work before I had to get up and go to school. So I was able to miss school because he was going to work and he couldn't force me to go.
Yeah, I had that luxury too.
Yeah. So here's a little bit of a funny story. It's funny now. He would call from work and just to make sure we had gotten up and gotten to the bus. And I made the mistake of answering it the first couple times.
Oh, boy.
And then he's like, what are you doing home? And I'm like, I missed the bus. And then I started turning off the ringer so I could sleep. And then I would wake up and then I would call him and be like, hey, Dad, I just woke up. I slept through. And he's like, do I need to quit my job to come home and make sure you guys go to school?
Oh, boy.
But yeah, I was getting picked on real bad. So I failed the 7th grade. So I did it for a year. And then the second time I went through it, I only had to do half of it because luckily my school had this thing called the pass program, and if you did well enough for the first half, you only did the eighth, you got moved up, and I only did the 8th grade for the second half. But that was right when I moved up here from Houston to here, and now I only did like a quarter of 8th grade and then I passed. So oh, wow. I barely did 8th grade at all.
Well, I'm really sorry I had to go through all that.
Yeah, it was rough. Man.
But my villain origin story would be if somebody drank the last Coke Zero. I'm going, damn! That's my falling down moment.
That's like, so what would you like start building all your machines and stuff at that point? Like,
nah, man. I was going to go out, you know, I'm going to take everybody else's drinks, like my daughter's teas, like friggin' my wife's, you know, whatever she's drinking these days.
Right. What are you drinking? Get that out of here.
And I'm just going to spray all over until I get my Coke Zeros. I'm like, go to the store. As I just childishly grab all of their drinks and spray them all over the house.
What's that, a baby with a sippy cup? Not in my house.
Exactly.
Not until I get my Coke Zero.
Dog bowl, no.
Oh, wow, the dog.
Bro, yeah.
That's serious.
Everybody.
What if you noticed the dog had Coke Zero in his bowl and you didn't have any?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that dog got beef.
It's not veal, though.
That dog's got some major veal going on.
You got some beef, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Would you hide all his sneakers? Would you punt the dog?
Huh?
You wouldn't punt the dog, would
no,
you?
No, I love my dog.
As they did in Anchorman?
Now this is happening.
Excuse me. What are you doing?
No, I'm good.
The bad man punted Baxter.
Nah, my dog's my best buddy, but I will punish him. I'm taking all his squeakers away. That's it.
Until he goes and gets you some Coke Zero?
Yeah, and I won't give him any cheese whenever I have my breakfast sandwich. Punished.
Let's see. I want to say, My villain or try saying villain origin.
It's hard,
village,
dude.
My village origin story. Your villain origin story. Mine would be, I think, would be if people wouldn't let me sleep. I think that would be mine.
Yeah,
because I'm like that.
That's a form of torture
for sure. And yeah. I would fight all the scientists. Only the scientists, because they're the ones keeping me awake.
He's reiterating the fact that I keep messaging him at 2 a.m., I think. That's what we're getting at here. He's like, this guy won't let me sleep.
Like
he's messaging me freaking little emotes on Twitch. Sorry.
I don't care about the smiley guy with the thumbs up right now.
I'm imagining right now,
I just got to sleep from some going through the neighborhood in a giant train blasting Katy Perry.
Little did he know it was an RV, not a train.
Right.
It was just long enough because there's 17 bedrooms.
Yeah, dude, it's beautiful.
There was an RV with a train inside of it.
Diamond encrusted everything.
So, I forgot what I was going to say.
It really hurts. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it had to do with the whole texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning thing.
Your origin story was sleeping.
I know it was in reference to whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not important anyway.
Sorry.
As you should be. That's not the whole point. The whole point of this podcast
is for me
to get the spotlight and you guys to support it.
Good luck.
That's it. Cut.
We're shutting it down. What is something completely normal that makes you suspicious? Like, what is something that you do? Like, honestly, every time I come home and I park and I get out, like, let's say if there's, like, a cop that pulls up to the thing, I'm like, is he going to think that I'm trying to break into this house? Even though it's mine and I have my keys, I'm like, I have this irrational thought, like.
No, I get you.
Does he think that I'm breaking into this house?
I'm more scared of the cops, to be honest, than anything. Yeah. It's like, because, like, I'm not in danger at the moment. But I see a cop and I'm like, man, is my tag expired? Like, do I have my license on me? Do I have my insurance on me? It makes me paranoid.
Mine is the inability to gain extra weight. So I just constantly look like I'm on meth. And when you're in the Midwest, that's a problem. Because everybody that's rampant, skinny in the Midwest is on meth.
Somebody come up to you and be like, hey, do you know Walter White? Do you have his phone number? I want some of that blue meth.
Give me that blue.
I actually was in Albuquerque while they were filming the last season of that show. And, dude, that was everywhere. Like,
was there yellow smoke just pouring out of everything?
No, like, it was... Well, the whole town was basically, like, theming itself around the show.
I mean...
Yeah, it's now
like an attraction.
And it's not untrue either, because during my time there I saw multiple people just strung out on the sidewalk. I'm like, whoa.
Do you know what they used for in that movie? Do you know what they used for the meth?
I would assume it was candy.
It was rock candy.
Yeah, because they sold rock candy in Albuquerque called blue meth.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, get the kids on it early, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, throwback to the freaking cigarette candy, honestly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just get them going early. Hey, son, you want a beer? Dad, I'm only 3. It's about time.
Just Play Nonsense does not endorse this message. What I think would have been interesting is if, like, some of the drug dealers were like, we're going to take this opportunity. And, like, if a cop pulls us over, we're going to be like, it's just rock candy. It's fine.
Hell yeah.
We just 97 pounds of rock candy in our trunk.
It makes a lot of sense.
We really love the TV show.
We're going to the fair.
Yeah.
We're going to the fair to sell rock candy.
Yeah. That place was fun. I actually liked Albuquerque. I thought it was really pretty. It's like in a bowl. Like,
it's a basin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's really crazy. I didn't know that until I got there. I'm like, well, there's like a wall all around the city. I'm like, what is this? Like, that's pretty cool.
That's when you know it's simulated, where you're like, that's the render distance.
There you go. Unreal can't go past that point.
Right, like, right. Man. Or the draw distance or whatever it's called.
Minecraft's really getting shitty these days.
Skybox is terrible. Sorry for the language.
It's all good. I'm going to bleep it all out.
Please do, yeah.
I think it's funnier that way anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
Hey, will you look at that and make sure it's still recording? The red REC is still on there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you sound not sure?
Why are you unsure? Because are you colorblind? Do you know what's red? Can you read? Do you know what REC means?
Are you blind?
It's got to stand for something.
R-E-C-O-R-D. Find out what it means to. I'm going to get the channel taken down for that.
Man.
Because I'm a dummy. What?
What?
Did you say man or band or something?
No.
Oh. All right.
I got to thinking maybe one of the problems that we were facing with the audio the last time is like I'm loud enough that I'll pick up on his and yours.
Yeah, that was a problem I had before with other people on the show.
Kind of wonder if there's any kind of like plugin that you could use.
Well, now there's
to isolate voices.
There's the Adobe Podcast thing that you can do.
Oh, okay.
That'll it'll clean
up. Oh, strongest voice. If it could fix my Aaron Bowl interview off of my phone. The way it did, oh man!
Yeah, so he shot a commercial for Heron Bowl, and his microphone wasn't working, so he just has the audio from his cell phone.
Oh no!
But like, it was probably from me to him. That's how far away it was.
So it's super echoey.
I mean,
but
on the
once
original...
he ran it through Adobe Podcast, it cleaned it up. Like it had a couple artifacts in it. You could tell there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
But you could still understand him, and it cleaned it up really well.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And that's the whole reason that they made it. And it's if you have an Adobe subscription, it's just there. We're not sponsored by Adobe, by the way.
Right.
Not yet.
We wouldn't say no.
Come on, Adobe. Come on, Adobe.
You okay, buddy?
Did you guys hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I think I just my pants.
Oh, my God.
No, I am
okay.
We
need another cleanup.
God, there's so many bodily fluids all over your floor all the time.
I'm such a mess. Hey, luckily it's concrete, so I don't got to worry
about it. That's why I won't take off my shoes.
That's why I didn't even want to come over today.
And I wear Crocs, so they're easily hosed down.
And then you got wet socks, but I guess the vomit would make the socks wet.
Yeah, they usually do.
All right, so we're going to move into some absurd hypotheticals.
All right.
You ready?
Yes.
Which animal are you overconfident that you could beat in a fight?
Oh, my God. Overconfident?
Yeah, like you're like, I could take that. And then be like, well, maybe not.
Oh.
I mean, you could go like something like an ant, but you know, I would want to.
You could destroy an ant, no problem. You're not overconfident for that.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, because that's the only thing. Anything bigger than that, I'm a little questionable, man. Like,
if you get to grasshopper territory, I'm dead.
Yeah, grasshopper, dude, I'm dead. I'm a dead man. Praying mantis, forget it. It's going to
decapitate. She's already eaten my head, and there's nothing.
Yep, it's done.
And I'm not even having her babies.
By her feminine wiles, and she'll eat my head.
Yeah, I think what a lot of people would be like, I could fight a kangaroo. I could fight a.
No, you can't.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Be overconfident that you could fight it. So that's the question.
I've put it into my head that I, because you know we've had increased amount of bobcat sightings in the area.
Oh, for real?
I put it in my head. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, my dad has one on his trail his camera in his yard. Yeah.
Now you got to send me that so I can put it up on the screen.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I will. Yeah, yeah, I'll get that for you. Boy, I got to look through a lot of stuff to get that image.
You better find it.
Yeah,
you got a couple days.
A stock image, real easy. Stick that in there.
Like, so this is a reference like, you got to put up on screen. Like, you know, the American Revolution, you know, Civil War, you know, Rasputin, Napoleon.
Or I can just edit it all out. It's fine.
Dang it. I didn't make you put all this on screen.
I have it in my head that I could take down
Luke Skywalker, kumquats.
If I get attacked by a bobcat, I've got it in my head that I could take one.
You think so, even with like the sharp claws and the teeth
just,
and everything?
You know, I mean, I'm going for that stuff. You know what I mean? I'll reach inside his throat if I have to.
You're like, I'll reach inside that animal. I will put my hand inside that animal. That's so,
puppet.
That's a new thing you need to say to somebody when you're getting ready to fight. You know, because like some people are like, you're about to catch these hands. Or I'm gonna put my hands on you. This you're just like I'm gonna put my hands in you.
I'm gonna put my hand inside you.
Yeah, dude, I think that would end the fight real fast.
I'm gonna put my fist inside you.
Cough.
He's like, I can't. I fist it in my throat.
I'm gonna undercut you and put my fist inside you.
Ooh, that almost took your knuckle out.
No, that was my knee.
Well, I thought you hit that with your
knuckles.
Just lose
the ability to walk, not the ability to grip a, like, dinner fork.
Believe it or not, I actually busted my entire knuckle off of my hand one time when I was a kid. I was getting excited, and I was in a low ceiling, like a trailer, and I busted it through light fixture. Ouch. Yeah, one of those.
And it was just, like, floating in
like
there?
Like, one of those, like that, but they were, like, square, like the old school one. Yeah, yeah.
And it was just, like, floating there?
Oh, it did just took it clear off. Yeah, you could see the bone.
Sweet.
Yeah, we didn't. My dad didn't take me to the hospital, so we just wrapped it in some bandage wrap, and it was good for a while. It grew back.
You're like, then it started turning green. Yeah,
it grew back. Looking I didn't lose a finger. I don't know.
That's good.
That's insane.
Yeah, I was like, Dan is like really.
It's horrifying.
That's my life, man.
So what animal are you overconfident that you could take in a fight?
Oh man, I don't really think about fighting animals, if I'm being honest. A cat, like a house cat, maybe.
There's no overconfidence there. You could take a cat.
I don't know, man. You see that cat when its freaking life is threatened?
Well, what about you when your life is threatened? You could take a cat.
Probably.
You ring that little thing out like a dish rag.
I don't know if I have the heart for it, though. Like, I don't have the
If it was, like, just attacking you, maybe, you'd be like...
probably, yeah. Or, like,
I don't have the heart.
I want to defend myself, but I can't.
Right. No, I think I probably do have a line where I'm like, all right, enough, you know?
Yeah, let's go bigger, because, like,
goose.
I feel like...
A goose.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know.
I understand that.
A goose will hurt you.
Once they
you.
Spread them wings, you're like, oh, please, no.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like if I move fast enough, you just...
I think, okay, if we're going to talk like that, a turkey would probably be...
Yeah.
That's borderline delicious. Right there.
They're probably so mad of being eaten every year. Like, there are millions of them that get eaten every year.
You think it's all right.
they're beginning a coalition against
Can you imagine their meetings and their PowerPoints and spreadsheets and stuff? They're just like, this is the amount of turkeys that died in 2024.
Is it all pilgrim and Thanksgiving theme?
We're up in 2025. 2020 was like, it was off the charts. I don't know what happened that year. 2026, we'll see. We're not quite to Thanksgiving yet.
There's like a clip art of like, you know, Pilgrim's Buckle hat in the corner, you know, and just like really cheesy pilgrim themed on everything.
It's like, this is the enemy.
Yeah.
We got to take them out. They're killing and eating us. I've often thought about that too, man. That's a weird thing that I think about is like, what if like chickens could like rationalize? Because like, you know, you have a literal chicken leg that you have cut from a dead animal. One of their kind, and you're like, here, let me take this crushed up rock, pour it on here so it'll taste better. Let me get some pepper and put it on there, a little bit of garlic. Can you imagine if you felt like there was some giant that's like 30, 60, 80 feet tall, and he's like, oh, let me go take a person, and he rips one of your legs off, and he starts like seasoning it.
Yeah.
That dude's, he's mad in the head.
Oh, maybe that's my irrational thing. Alien.
You're like, I could beat up a giant.
No, like, yeah. I could beat up somebody 800 times my size. Let's bring it on.
C-5-4-fun, mother.
aliens. Like, I feel like the law.
Oh, you're going to Will Smith it. You're like, welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like by the law of probability, aliens have to exist.
Oh, 100%.
I don't think they visited us. 100%. I don't think they've ever been here.
Yeah.
I'm saying they have to exist.
No, I completely agree. Because like, there's way too much space out there. However, we're getting deep. So get ready.
Do it. Theological stuff.
I'm going to theologicalize. I'm going to you know, words.
I'm going to Theo your face off.
Please don't. So, no, I don't want it to go the way of Tom's knuckle. So, we'll just wrap it. Anyway, I was watching this video the other day that kind of made a lot of sense. They said that like it's possible if the universe really is like the almost 14 billion years old or whatever, it's possible that there was a civilization that was like spacefaring, but they died out billions of years ago, like way before we even came around. So there's no remnants of them left.
And now we're stupid again.
No, not from here. Not from here, like from another planet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they could have like sent out a probe, but like what are the odds that it's going to come right here?
Not good. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was just kind of a cool thought, because most of the time when you think about it, you're like, yeah, they're existing now. But no, if the universe really is however old they say it is, like they could have been alive billions of years ago.
For sure.
Like, you know, hundreds of millions of civilizations that we will never know because they were alive so long ago.
I wrote this really silly sort of sci-fi story a while back. And I was like freaking fresh out of high school just writing dumb stories where... Right. Like, that basically what, like, a space-faring civilization crash landed on Earth.
Right.
And it was humans. And they basically just, like, lost the ability to do all this stuff, and they forgot. You know, they basically forgot that they were a space-faring civilization.
Right.
And here's the really cheesy sci-fi part, is we were followed here by another alien civilization, And they're spiders, basically.
Oh, gosh.
There's just tons of spiders. And that's why we naturally, as human instincts, have a fear of spiders, is because they came from, they're our natural predators from outer space.
That's creative. I like that.
That does make sense, though.
I like that a lot.
That makes a lot of sense.
So I was like, I really kind of liked it. I was like, it's super kind of sci-fi cheesy, but like, I also kind of like it too. So thanks. Yeah.
Now I'm going to question every spider I see.
Yeah.
Are you really an alien?
Tell me.
He's just skittering away. Yeah. He's like, I ain't answering that question. This dude thinks he can lithologize me. Weird.
Yeah.
I'm making up words, y'all.
How irrational. Yeah.
That's how words get made. Somebody makes them up.
All right, you ready for another absurd hypothetical question? Because these sounds like we're having fun with these.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to replace one limb with a household object, which limb would it be and what household object would it be? I would replace my arm with a ceiling fan. Go to a baseball game and just be like, and it's like, I would be so mad if it blew the other way, though. I'd be so upset.
Well, you know that's how that works.
Of course. I get a wish from a genie, and he's like, all right, I got you. And then it's just going to always blow the opposite direction of me. And I'm like, come on, man.
I'm trying to think of what I would use. First, I want to jump to like, oh, I want it to be a PlayStation 5. But if I'm like, I don't have anything to hook it up to, Mara, can I trade two arms? Can I have a TV and a PlayStation 5?
Yeah, I mean, that's the one. How are you going
to
play it
with? But then I need to replace one foot with a controller.
Right.
And then the other foot with a hand. I don't know. It's not. I know. I'm reaching there. You know, like not really
you
a household
can't,
object.
Because you don't have any hands.
But So what I'll do is I'll get a surgery to cut this limb off and then replace it with my leg, and then I'll do the replacement. So I'll have an arm down there to play the controller with the TV and the PlayStation. Boom! Mobile gaming station.
And then you get so. Can you imagine holding up a TV like? Oh my god. Like all 7 right. hours later, you're like, it's like down here.
All right, well, I'll replace my neck with a freaking rig that holds everything up.
Like a TV,
like a stand. Center. Yeah, like a freaking stand that has it. So now I'm basically a robot now.
Like a little cyborg guy.
Yeah.
Hang on. I'd just be all right with fingertip flashlights.
That's it. You're just like, go gadget flashlight. Blink.
You just replace all the fingertips and have like raves.
No, you're just walking around like Elliot.
Phone home.
Ouch. How do you phone home with flashlight fingers? That's what I would call you.
Fiber optic.
I'd be like, listen here, flashlight fingers. That sounds so wrong.
Spear fingers.
Yeah. Jazz hands. Oh my gosh. Wait, did I say one? Oh yeah, the ceiling fan. But you know what would also be kind of cool is just to replace the lower half of your body with just like a refrigerator.
How would you get around?
You don't need to at that point.
Yeah, for real. You got everything you need.
Yeah, that's true. You know, imagine if you replace the lower half, you probably got some extra plumbing down there to take care of everything.
For sure.
Yeah.
Or you could just get like an electric wheelchair that's built for a refrigerator.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you could do that.
And then you're just like a tank. That'd with like cool. with like snacks.
We're going for robots again, yeah. All right, now I want to replace my abdomen with a mini fridge.
Just like,
I'll be like Krang from Ninja Turtles, just like kind of living right there. I want it to be full of, you know, like soda and snacks and stuff.
Whatever we do, I just want zero flesh
left on my body. Yeah, well, you already started with the knuckle. So just keep going. Just punch through some more ceilings and stuff.
Just download my brain into some robot. Whatever.
Okay. So, you know, what you were just saying about Krang, I thought that was kind of funny. I would love to see a Ninja Turtles Krang crossover with, like, Total Recall, Quato.
Yeah,
like, I would love to see that. Because, you know, Quato, he's like, open your mind to me. And he's got that weird looking face. It's all, like, the nostrils that are, like this. Because that's essentially Krang.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Did Krang live in, like, a wrestling belt? That's what it looked like.
It's supposed to be some kind of parasite. Like, he's actually... So, like, if something were to, like... He can infect different beings and, like, live inside them.
Right.
And apparently that was just, like, a big robot body for him to live inside.
It just looked like a wrestling belt.
Oh, yeah. That little square in the front. He had, like, a red diaper on. Yeah, it was weird. It looked like he was wearing red underpants. And that was it. Like, everything else was new. That show was kinky. Like, is that, you look at that robot, that guy's a freak. You know, like that guy was into some weird stuff. Look at the way he dressed.
Tom knows. That's why he's being quiet.
I actually have no idea what we're even talking about right now.
Oh, gosh. Did you watch Ninja Turtles?
I did, yeah.
Do you know Krang, the little brain-looking dude?
Yeah.
And he lived in that robot body. It looked like a
wrestler. Oh, yeah. Is that the one where he was like in the chest of it, wasn't he?
No, he was in like the
or in the right where the wrestling belt
would go.
Okay, no, I know what you mean.
The wrestling cummerbund.
That's a long time ago, man.
Yeah. This is our childhood. We're
bringing back long lost memories
for sure.
Back in the day. Gosh, we're getting old.
We're only halfway through our lives. It's fine. It's you're about ready for your midlife crisis. It's fine.
Well, we've already went over that. That's
where that Corvette came from.
Yeah, back to why I'm passionate about this midlife crisis.
Right. It's good though. That's a positive to where you're building yourself instead of going down the destructive route.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking the same thing because I was like, did I have a midlife crisis? Is that why I have all this gear and like all this like knowledge and stuff? Because I was just pushing myself to do all this stuff.
Yeah, to just go to the next level, probably.
That's why I call it next level media. Am I still recording here?
I don't know. Don't tell him. What corner of the screen is it before he...
Let me touch your face again.
Please don't. Okay, so... this is going to be the last absurd hypothetical one, and then I kind of want to do like a little speed round. Which vegetable is the least trustworthy? You're looking at me like that's an absurd question.
I've never eaten a vegetable in my life.
Lies.
Not purposefully.
You've accidentally had a pea, I'm sure of it.
Oh, yeah, I've had plenty of peas, I guess. Mashed up and, you know, turned into a different
Stick them in a stew. No, that's potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, I eat tons of potatoes.
That's a vegetable.
Yeah.
It's a starchy vegetable.
Probably not the greatest for you, but... I eat a lot of them.
Dude, Mark Watney survived on them, and if that isn't a documentary, I don't know what is.
It's real. He really went there.
They shot that movie on Mars, bro.
Did you see how red it was? There's no other way to do that.
It was the most red.
Yeah, it was true Mars red. You can't fake it.
Tom's over here like really...
Yeah, I keep trying to think. I can't remember the name of those. There's these... I can't remember the name of those little peppers, but they're little, like, super hot peppers.
It's a little pepper.
Like a little pepper.
But they're like... Is it a ghost pepper? No, they're not. They're like little thin strip peppers, though. They're like, just tiny.
Little dried chilies or something?
Maybe, yeah. But I'd say those because, you know, it's small, you know. It's not like it's big like a jalapeno or a serrano or something like that.
So it's like deceptive. You're just like...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And it packs a punch. I know because I used to eat them straight off the plant as a kid.
It's not like a Carolina like Reaper or anything stuff, like though. That, is it?
Not that intense, I don't think, but it's pretty spicy. It ain't no jalapeno.
Huh.
It ain't no holla back girl, you know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what, my trust, I don't know about vegetables, but my trust was forever shattered when the first time I tried a grapefruit.
Because That's a good one.
Same here.
That's a good one.
I expected it to taste like an orange.
Because I'm like, it looks kind of like an orange. It smells kind of good. It's called a grapefruit, and I freaking love grape juice. Let's give this a shot. Oh, my God, it's poison.
Yeah. You know what I bet would go great with grapefruit? Blue cheese. Yeah.
No!
But I felt so betrayed by the fruit cabal. The big fruit betrayed me. Grapefruits are disgusting.
The same thing to me, man. I thought they were going to taste like tangy and sweet.
Yeah.
And it's so bitter and not good and gross and poison, as you said.
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah.
I even tried to save it by putting like half a pound of sugar in that, and it still didn't
help. I think that was a little overcompensating.
I don't care, man. I would have to do anything to try to choke this poison down. I wasn't going to waste the $4 I spent on the freaking grapefruit.
Yeah, okay, I can see that. I want to say the most untrustworthy vegetable for me would be asparagus.
Yeah, I get that.
Because you're like, you eat it and you're like, okay, this isn't bad. I cooked it in bacon grease like you're supposed to.
By law.
Isn't that everything?
By law. Yeah, cook everything in bacon grease. And then I ate it, and I was like, okay, this is good, because I cooked it to where it was still a little, tiny little bit crunchy in the middle. And it wasn't all mushy like the ones that a lot of people do. So I ate it, and I was like, oh, this is good. And then I went to the bathroom about an hour later, and yeah. I was like,
It gets you on the back end.
For sure. The front end for me. I don't know where yours is.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, I sit down.
Whatever. I sit down, and I face the toilet so right. that I have a table yeah, to eat my cereal. Shelf.
Yeah.
Sorry, I eat my cereal in the morning.
Smart.
That's multitasking at its finest.
For sure. Yeah. You're like refilling the tank while you're emptying it. All right, next topic. Speed round. Most replaceable holiday. These are fast. We got to go fast.
Oh, most replaceable Arbor holiday. Day.
For with what? What would you replace it with?
I don't know. These nuts day. Every day is these nuts day. Yeah. Come on. I got a high five for that one.
That's gross talking about these nuts. And then you just guys slap palms and stuff.
Salty.
Ew. What about you? I'm going to say, well, never mind. I can't. I don't want to say that because I don't get beat up.
I literally every holiday. I'm not a holiday person. I'm going to be honest.
I want to say New Year's because, like, I'm not
New Year's is
I'm
a good
a
one.
New Year's fan because I want to be in bed and I don't want to go 12, 11, 10.
The thing,
like,
Arbor
just
Day,
do it already.
I want to replace it with sad, freaking tired dad day. So they just get the day off. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's great.
It just hit me like a lightning bug.
That's all it is.
Did you say it hit you like a lightning bug?
Lightning bug, yeah.
A boog.
Go ahead. New Year's.
That's all it is. Just more days to have off and reasons for people to go party or spend money or all of the above.
Right.
You know, and it's like, why do you don't need a day on the calendar to do that? Heck, I could schedule tomorrow for my own holiday if I want to.
Dude, I've learned some crazy lessons after being an adult. It's like, you know what? If I want Christmas presents, I can go anytime I want and buy myself a Christmas present.
I tell you what, exactly.
Yeah, I don't need Christmas. I'll tell you what, another secret I learned. I used to go to my kid get invited to birthday parties all the time.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, the best part is the cake. And I'm like, you know what? I learned a secret. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be anybody's birthday. You can just go to the bakery and buy a cake.
Yeah.
They'll give it to you. Questions asked. You just say, can I get a birthday cake? And they'll give it to you.
Can you imagine somebody sitting outside and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose birthday is it?
Yeah.
It's Donovan's birthday. It's Donovan's birthday.
Right. Yeah.
He was born on September 3rd, 1997.
I'll mess this up. I'm getting deported.
I like this. Don't say anything else. Stop. Anyways.
Yeah, we're giving away all of our
secrets.
That's
great. That's another good one. That's another good idea. Speaking
of videos. So we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Because I think we got to know each other pretty decently here.
Of course, after you get done editing out all my bull crap, it's going to be like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, I'm going to cut you out as much as possible.
You should.
And I'm going to be like, I got three guys here, and the people watching will be like, where's the other one? Is the third guy in the room with us?
We'll make it real easy right here.
Yeah, probably the easiest thing to do. be honest, like, what I do try to comedically, like, when editing, I try to keep going and going and going until I've sort of, like, found the line and maybe gone over it a little bit. So you may have to, like, edit out the last thing I say in a conversation. Because it's like, all right, there was the line. He saw it and he tiptoed. Saw how far he could tiptoe over it.
He tiptoed over the line.
Yeah, so I got to cut out Dan's last joke.
Like, oh, that scene was pretty cool. It looked like he was saying some other stuff at the end, but we'll never know.
Everybody's disappointedly shaking their heads for some reason. I don't understand. Like, it just cut to that. Dan's gone. It's weird.
Which one even was he? So, speaking of videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That is one of the things that we're doing on this channel is we make videos. We don't just do podcasts. So, I kind of want to talk about what we're working on, but like not giving away the stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Tom, do you want to talk about yours? Like just give me like a quick little elevator pitch. I don't think it's going to be a short film because that's going to be...
a skit?
It's a sketch.
Sketch.
Yeah. Skits feel like the Dollar General version of a sketch to me.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Good thing
I'm the Dollar General version. okay, yeah, so...
Give me like the 30-second elevator pitch for your video.
Yeah, it's going to be a little slapstick. There's definitely going to be some dry humor involved. It's hard for me to give it away without giving it away.
Some dry heaving.
And now there's a timer in my face. anyways. It's a comedy. It's going to be short to the point. You're not going to expect anything until the end.
Is that because the title is Unexpecting?
Oh, my God.
He closed the loop. He did it.
Yes.
And didn't even know it.
It is Unexpecting, and all I can say is expect
the unexpected.
Be astounded.
No.
No, you got it.
Expect the Unexpecting.
Oh, expect the Unexpecting.
Ah. Nice. I thought that's what you were doing, man. God, I knew I brought on the wrong
It's intense.
Person.
You're going to love it. I can't give much information away because you have to just watch.
Yeah. And that was more than 30 seconds. Nailed it. No, so mine, the one that I'm working on right now, is I can't even say the like our working title because that gives away the whole premise of the video. But it's essentially an advertisement for shoes. That's going to be my pitch. And then something goes awry. So I think that's going to be super cool. And Dan is working on some kind of secret project that none of us know anything about. He said he's got a script that he's working on that we don't know the premise behind any of it. And he said he was going to keep it a secret until
I can tell you. I'm fine with everybody. I could say the whole thing.
That was the whole point, was that it was a secret.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't keep a secret.
Well, then if you want to, yeah, I'm down to hear it if you want to tell us what it is.
Tease us.
So the whole point of the reason I'm doing this right now is to give the audience like, so they're kind of like, hey, these videos are coming up. I'm really excited to like maybe watch these.
We actually did briefly bring it up in one of our meetings one time. And you know, kind of teased it, I guess, a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, you know, these are reality competition shows, right? There's always like the three judges lined up to judge the dishes, you know, of the food, people preparing the food, you know,
right.
The chefs that are part of the competition. Well, there's going to be like two regular chefs and then like somebody is a guest chef. And the guest chef is basically just going to like the first dish is going to be okay. But like they have kind of like a sad story, like oh this dish reminds me of my grandma who passed away like so many years ago, and then the next there's like oh well that was okay you know whatever, move to the next person the next contestant, and they're like oh this one you know was what my mom really always wanted, it's the only thing she could eat whenever she was you know fighting against cancer, and it quickly became like the dish was terrible, so the third judge is like. Guys, did you really taste this? It didn't even follow the theme. What are we doing here? It quickly becomes more about who has the better sob story as opposed to who has the better dish. Because the other two judges are just eating it up. Be like, oh, that is so touching. And thank you so much for your story.
Right.
You know, and like just eating the dish. Be like, it'd be very good.
It'd be super funny if they have a producer in their ear and they can hear. They're like, all right, man, pretend like this is good. But the third judge doesn't have one because he didn't, you know, he's a guest judge.
Yeah.
So he's literally like, what are you talking about? This is awful.
And like by the third one, it's
that's
just like,
good idea.
Yeah. And by the third one, it's like, look, guys, I didn't even get to taste the dish before you took it away. Like, and you guys are already telling him he's great. And the sob stories get more and more like less serious and more just off the cuff weird. Like, you know, this was happening when my dog took on the, you know, Colombian military and lost his leg in the war, you know.
That's so funny. He lost his knuckle on a ceiling fan, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be intense. It's going to be dramatic. It's going to be over the top.
That was a really weird way of explaining that. Like, it wasn't my best pitch of the concept.
No, but I mean, I got it. And I'm sure most people watching it are going to be like, once we put it out, they're going to be like, oh, I've seen this.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
Because we already explained
it. Hopefully it ends up being good. Yeah, because... Yeah.
Okay, so to wrap this up, I want to establish our roles in the just plain nonsense verse. So which one of us is going to be the one who derails the episodes the most?
Oh, me. By far, me.
Okay.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm claiming this one. Like, that's going to be me, because I'm going to do so much improv and stupid crap.
No, that's good, though.
We're going to be so off topic.
So
a thing
excited.
That could take 10 minutes is going to take 4 hours. I am a babbling baboon. I never shut up.
I was going to say, keep going.
Now, I can keep going. You don't want me to, but it's...
That reminds me of that, like Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes thing where they were like telling Foghorn Leghorn to shut up.
Yeah.
He's like, quit yapping. And he's like, all right, whenever you tell me to shut up, I just shut right up. I'm going to close my mouth and I'm going to stop talking. And then you'll never hear from me again. But then I won't even talk. I won't say nothing. And they're like, shut up, shutting up. Okay. Who is going to take things too seriously? I know it's definitely going to be Tom, right?
Probably. It's definitely me.
I would say that'd probably be me. Like, I'm not too seriously, like, you're going to hurt my feelings, but too seriously where it's like, if you say a joke or whatever, I may be like, okay, yeah, we can do that. Like, because my logical producer brain takes over, and I'm like, okay, how do we make that a reality?
Yeah.
But sometimes I do that. Like, I'll go immediately to, like, problem-solving mode.
This is a simple podcast. And there are three really high-end cameras. Oh, yeah.
Now that you're talking about that, I got to get a video of it so that I can put it up
like,
on the screen.
You got to have people see what it looks like. Like, oh, I may take things a little bit too seriously and put too much effort into it.
No. Thousands of dollars later.
Yeah.
There's me.
The mixing board.
Oh, yeah. I got the soundboard down here. And then there's a pair of headphones right here.
Yeah.
And a gaming PC. Yeah, I even did this little color card. Just to make sure that the video... Oh, I gotta open it. Sorry, guys. I know this looks weird. Nope, wrong one. That's for video. I don't know how to use my hands. I use this thing to make sure that the colors were accurate. Just because I want to be... I've got that producer figuring out brain. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it's kind of funny to talk about how we've got like two cameras set up right here for
you
guys.
Look around you.
Mm-hmm. These two lights, this camera over here. Soundboard. That's silly.
I'm still going to insist for at some point we get a wide shot. Not of all three of us, obviously, but just like the two of us. I don't know why I'm like sticking to my guns about that. At some point, I'm going to bring another camera or something.
Oh, yeah. No, like that's the plan at some point is to have... Maybe we'll alter it a little bit and do a different angle or something.
Like, it feels so weird. It feels like maybe we're not even all in the same space if you never see us in the same space.
Right.
Like, you know, you're just constantly see us at different windows.
Sure.
Yeah. No, and that was the plan, but I just didn't.
So you can feel
a little bit more.
The better energy. There you go. Like, the more energy, because we were obviously in the same space.
Remember, this is clean, family-friendly.
PG, rated PG.
You cut that part out. See what I said, man? You got to cut that last thing out for me.
Parents, go away.
Okay, who would absolutely lie under pressure?
How does it go directly to me right off the bat?
I don't know, man. That feels like a little question. That feels like an FBI question. Yeah. Like, gotcha.
I'm not pressured. You're pressured.
But then won't the person most likely to lie just be lying right now by not coming forward?
Could be. But then they're lying, so then that makes it right. Them right, not it right. Lying is not right. It's
a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Who made the rules? You know what I mean?
See, now he's trying to derail us.
You're the faker.
I am the decider. I am the one who knocks. Breaking Bad. Who would survive in a horror movie? It ain't going to be me. 100%, I'll tell you that right now.
Maybe, you never know, man.
I'll be like, oh, that girl's pretty, and then she's like,
I already told you I'm fighting bobcats, so I mean, it would definitely be
between you two.
I don't know, man. How long can I freaking hunker down in the bathroom with a lot of food? Because the moment I got to go out there, I'm kind of like,
well, you have
well, when you, I was going to say, when you have that attachment on your gut,
yeah, I was going to say, you have that
live forever in there.
Yeah, that's true. I can entertain them with my PlayStation and my PlayStation 2 TV, branded one. The one with the 3D and the glasses and you could wear glasses to see two different screens.
Can you imagine trying to like find the killer? Hold on, man. Just put the glasses on, bro.
Right. You'll be amazed. Look.
He's just like,
let me do it.
Just wear the glasses.
Sir, one moment before you slaughter me.
Okay. So the final things here. If someone just found this podcast, what warning label do we legally need on it?
Oh, boy.
That's not a warning label.
Oh boy.
Just, oh gee golly. That's all it says.
We'll just have what's his face? I can't remember his name, but he's an actor on Star Trek, and he's like, oh my.
Oh, George Takei.
Yeah, George Takei. That's what I thought of when you're like, oh boy. He's like, oh my.
Warning, your eyelids may never shut again.
You're going to be too scared to sleep.
Warning, not allowed within 100 feet of a public water source.
What disclaimer should we read before every episode? I think it should just be, it's just two words. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, there's no telling what's going to happen here.
No, true. That's the whole point, right?
Right.
Anything can go.
Am I still rolling here?
Rolling.
Okay. Because I'm seeing we're at an hour and 5 minutes.
It's a two-word disclaimer. Just too much.
Yeah. I actually did have, whenever I was designing the original website, I had the MA graphic on there saying that it was like for mature audiences. No. All right. And then does anybody have any final words, any last words that you want to say before we just like end this whole thing?
Chalupas.
Yeah, absolutely. Be ready because, you know, it might be rough and rocky here and there, especially starting out. You know, I'm new to the podcast world myself, but we're going to take you guys on a massive adventure.
I like that.
Come with us on an adventure.
What a nerd. All right, with that, we are out. Make sure you follow us on all of the podcast platforms. You can watch us on YouTube, all that kind of stuff. And then give us some likes and stars or however that works anymore. I don't even know anymore. This is season 2, episode 1. Come back for season 2, episode 2, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Love you.
Cut all the things.